Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One of the biggest mistakes, we're going to see this further as we go, one of the biggest mistakes that people make concerning this subject of reconciliation is trying to act like nothing's wrong. Did you hear that phrase?
Yeah.
Trying to act like nothing's wrong. Trying to act like there's no problem. There was a problem when Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And the wages of sin is death. So what's fair is for them to die and be separated from God. That's what's fair. And even though that's what's fair, God didn't want that. Because He loves us. Right? So how can He be reconciled to us and treat us like we had never sinned when we had? How can He do it and be fair and be just? Jesus said, I'll pay for it. It had to be paid for. It had to be judged. Or else God's not fair. It had to be dealt with. It had to be judged. And Jesus, God's Son, became man. So He fully qualifies as man. He is man. But He never committed sin. Oh, He's my hero. How about you? Elsewise, He couldn't have been the substitute for us. He'd have needed salvation just like us.
That's right.
He never committed sin. Where Adam and Eve failed, He did not. The wilderness temptation was where the enemy, up to that time, every man and woman from Adam and Eve on that had ever lived on the earth at some point had yielded to sin. The enemy had 100% success in tempting people and them yielding to sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God until Jesus. Woo! Until Jesus. And that's why when Jesus was baptized and He came out of the water and the Holy Spirit came on Him, the devil doesn't know everything, but he can see things like this.
Yeah.
Anybody can see this. He thought, oh no. Look at all this anointing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So He's got to do something to stop this, because did anybody know what the anointing does? It removes burdens.
Yes.
Whose burdens?
Yes.
That's the devil's stuff. Yeah. It destroys yokes. Yeah. Whose yokes? It's the enemy's. This is the enemy's work. He can work on getting yokes in people's lives and families for multiple generations.
Yes.
And the anointing can destroy them in milliseconds. So He knows He's got serious problems with all this anointing if He can't change it. So He pulls out everything He's ever been successful in tempting human beings, and He subjected Jesus to off-the-chart temptation for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, you know He's desperate when He starts showing Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in Him and says, all of it's been given to Me, but I'll give it to you. You know He's desperate.
Yes.
But Jesus said, you get behind Me.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Glory to God. You worship the Lord your God and Him only. I mean, He came out in the power of the Spirit.
Amen.
No sin, no guilt, no condemnation. And because of that, He could be the sinless, spotless sacrifice for us.
Hallelujah.
He took the punishment. He took the judgment. He became sin with our sin. Keep reading here and you'll see this. 2 Corinthians 5, 19, it says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We have a ministry. All of us who are new creations in Christ Jesus have a ministry and a message. The ministry of reconciliation, what? Getting people back in fellowship with God,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's everybody's job.
Yes.
Verse 21, for He has made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that's Jesus, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If you are righteous before God, He can bring you into full fellowship with Himself fairly, justly. He can treat you and bless you. Is that right? Because you're righteous. And even though we weren't, Jesus took the sin and paid for it. He didn't deserve that. So we could be made and treated as the righteous, though we didn't deserve that. This is the ministry of reconciliation. This is being reconciled to God. Oh, somebody say, bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Go to Acts, please, the second chapter. Let's get into some specifics of how to do this. How are we reconciled to God? We've touched on by what means. It's by means of what Jesus has done. But our part, before I go further, let me remind you of what the text said in 2 Corinthians 5. What is our message to people? Be reconciled to God. Everybody say that out loud. Be reconciled to God. Well, if everybody is already right with God, there's no need for that. There's no need for any ministry. There's no need for me to tell people, be reconciled. Come and be right with God. And it is true that Jesus has paid the price for everyone's sin, past, present, future. He doesn't need to go back to the cross. He doesn't need to do anything else for anybody's sins now or 100 years from now. Has He paid the price?
Yes.
For all.
Yes.
All sins.
Yes.
For everyone. Well, some have reasoned intellectually that, well, since He's done that, then everybody's reconciled to God, regardless of what they do or not. Or even if you're an unbeliever all your life, when you die, you'll find out that He had already reconciled you. No, that's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the Bible preaches. Even though it has been provided, it must be believed and received. Or elsewise, you won't be. You won't enjoy this reconciliation. We still have a choice in the matter. And the Bible said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be condemned. So no, according to the Scriptures, everyone will not be saved, even though Jesus has paid the price. Why? Because it's up to you whether you want to be in fellowship with God or not. If you don't want Him, you can say no. If you don't want to accept what Jesus has done to reconcile you to the Father, you do not have to receive it. You can say, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in all this. But that'd be the worst mistake of your existence. Because if you don't want to be with God, there's only one other place to go. This is serious. And it's not that God sent you there. You didn't want Him. You didn't want to be with Him. So there's only one other place to go. Now look with me in Acts. How are we reconciled to God? Acts 2 and 36. Somebody says, well, what about all these other religions? All of it can't be true. All of this different stuff cannot be true. You have to decide what you think is true, what you believe is true. If the Bible is true, there are no other gods. If the Bible is true, there's only one way to the Father and to salvation, and that's Jesus. If you don't believe that, then you don't believe the Bible. You're off the script.
Yes.
You're doing your own thing.
Right.
And you can make up, you know, just because you believe something real strong doesn't make it true. You can believe something with all your heart, soul, and mind. You can die for what you believe and it'd be a total lie.
Yeah.
Just because you believe something, that doesn't make it true. But Jesus said, He is the way, the truth, and the life and the light. Hallelujah. And that no man comes to the Father except by Him. I believe that. So I can't believe in other religions. I can't. Because if I accept what they say, I'm disagreeing with what He said. I can't. So you need to be open-minded and you need to be tolerant of other beliefs. Well, I'm not trying to force anything down their throat, but no, I do not have to be accommodating to other beliefs. No, sure. Right now in the world, you can believe anything you want to, right? And if you want to believe that, I can't make you. God's not going to make you. But don't tell me I have to make allowances for it. Don't tell me I have to include it in my beliefs. No. No. There's one God. Just one. One. I've traveled some, and it's amazing how many gods you see out there. Oh, dear me. It's terrible. It's awful. I mean, there are places they got hundreds and hundreds of gods. A god for this, a god for that, a god for the front door, a god for the back door. God for the bushes, God for the water. We're laughing, but they actually believe this junk. It's terrible.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.